This is the North American Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the North America Debrief by Atlas News, where we cover this week's top stories from the region and give you in-depth analysis of their context and help you understand how it affects you. Starting off, in a recent development, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill aimed at forcing the Chinese company ByteDance to divest its popular U.S.-based video sharing app TikTok. The bill, titled the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act, was passed on March 13th with relative ease. However, the bill faces an uncertain future in the U.S. Senate due to various domestic political hurdles. One of the major hurdles the bill faces is bipartisan skepticism from senators regarding potential negative impacts on young voters and concerns over First Amendment violations. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, and Senator Dick Durbin, DIL, have both voiced concerns about the bill's compatibility with the First Amendment. Senator Paul went further, stating that passing the bill would be hypocritical considering the U.S. government's criticism of China's censorship practices. Another hurdle is the influence of major political donors on both sides of the aisle. Venture capitalist Keith Rabois, a Republican megadonor, threatened to cut off funding to any Republican candidates or leadership PACs who vote against the bill. On the other hand, Jeff Yass, a significant donor to the Republican Party and right-leaning think tanks, has come out against the bill. Yass reportedly lobbied against the bill in the House and has a history of funding efforts to prevent similar legislation. The pressure from donors is significant because it can effectively end the political careers of senators who defy their wishes. This pressure is particularly concerning for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, where both parties are eager to avoid alienating their voter base. Beyond domestic political considerations, the bill has also sparked a disinformation campaign by both TikTok and China. TikTok has been sending notifications to users in the U.S., falsely claiming the app is being banned. The notifications are designed to create panic and encourage users to lobby against the bill. China has also launched its own disinformation campaign using various tactics. Chinese state media outlet Global Times published articles portraying the U.S. as attempting to rob China of TikTok through the bill. Pro-Beijing Western influencers and Chinese nationalists have also participated in spreading disinformation on social media platforms. These narratives attempt to paint the U.S. in a negative light and downplay any national security concerns regarding Chinese-owned apps. Overall, the future of the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act remains uncertain. The bill faces an uphill battle in the U.S. Senate due to a combination of domestic political considerations and foreign influence campaigns. Next, Haiti's already dire situation has taken another turn for the worse. Kenya, which had agreed to lead a multinational police deployment to the Caribbean nation, has delayed sending its officers due to the recent resignation of Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry. This podcast will explore the reasons behind the delay, the ongoing security crisis in Haiti, and the international community's response. Kenya's Foreign Affairs Secretary, Korir Sing'oei, explained that the lack of a functioning government in Haiti makes it impossible to coordinate the deployment. With no clear leadership, there's no established Haitian counterpart for the Kenyan forces to work with. This lack of a central authority is further complicated by the deteriorating security situation. Gang violence, particularly by the G9 gang led by Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, has surged in recent weeks. These attacks targeted key infrastructure like airports, prisons, and government buildings, culminating in the successful release of thousands of prisoners. This violence wasn't just aimed at disrupting daily life. It was a deliberate strategy to force Prime Minister Henry's resignation. The G9 leader, Cherizier, has called for a complete overhaul of Haiti's political system. With the prime minister gone and gang violence escalating, Kenya is understandably hesitant to send its officers into such an unstable environment. However, Kenya isn't the only one with a stake in Haiti's stability. The United States, the primary backer of the deployment with a $300 million pledge, is eager to see it happen. Haiti is a major source of migration to the U.S., and a worsening security situation could lead to a larger exodus. This concern is reflected in Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' recent announcement of deploying additional security personnel in anticipation of increased migration. The international community is now waiting for the formation of an interim Haitian government. The U.S. and the Caribbean community, CARICOM, have announced plans for this, but a timeline remains unclear. Kenya has indicated a willingness to resume discussions about leading the deployment once a new government is in place. Haiti's crisis is complex and multifaceted. Gang violence, political instability, and a weak police force have all contributed to the current situation. While the international community is ready to help, a lasting solution requires addressing the root causes of these issues within Haiti itself. Next, we dive into El Salvador, a nation grappling with gang violence and a controversial president. We'll analyze the recent arrest of a high-ranking MS-13 leader, explore President Nayib Bukele's crackdown on gangs, and examine the country's unique adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender. El Salvador scored a victory against gang violence with the arrest of Hector Oswaldo Gonzalez Perez, also known as Cruel de Western. This key lieutenant in MS-13, responsible for organizing killings, was captured in a joint operation with Mexican authorities. While this may not dismantle the entire gang, it highlights President Bukele's ongoing efforts to combat crime. Bukele's administration has implemented a state of emergency for over 2 years in response to a surge in gang violence. This crackdown has led to a significant decrease in homicides, but it's come under fire for human rights abuses. Critics, including human rights groups and the U.S. government, point to mass detentions and accusations of mistreatment of suspects. El Salvador is plagued by two major gangs, MS-13 and Barrio 18. Both originated in Los Angeles and were formed by Salvadoran immigrants. These transnational organizations are notorious for brutal violence and drug trafficking. Their rivalry has caused immense suffering in El Salvador. Bukele, a young outsider politician, capitalized on public frustration with traditional parties' inability to address crime. His tough stance on gangs resonated with voters, leading him to a landslide victory in 2019 and re-election in 2024. Bukele enjoys high approval ratings despite international criticism. In a bold move, El Salvador became the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender in 2021. Bukele believes it offers stability and reduces external influence. However, the IMF and many economists warn of Bitcoin's volatility and potential risks. Public adoption of Bitcoin remains low, with most Salvadorans preferring traditional currency. El Salvador faces a complex situation. While Bukele enjoys public support, his methods and re-election raise concerns about democratic backsliding. The future hinges on finding a sustainable solution to gang violence while respecting human rights. Whether Bitcoin will become a success story remains to be seen. Finally, the United States has finally harnessed the power of the wind on a large scale. After years of planning, setbacks, and rising costs, the first major offshore wind project on the East Coast is complete. This significant achievement marks a turning point in America's clean energy journey. New York Governor Kathy Hochul celebrated the completion of the South Fork Wind Farm, located off the coast of Long Island. This 12-turbine project can power 70,000 homes, representing a crucial step towards cleaner energy production. Hochul declared this project the first of its kind for the entire nation, not just New York or the Northeast. The project's journey began in 2017 when the Long Island Power Authority secured the land for the wind farm. However, the road wasn't smooth. The project faced numerous pauses, cost increases due to the global pandemic and the war in Ukraine, and even cancellation attempts by power companies seeking to raise consumer costs, which were thankfully denied by regulators. Despite the challenges, South Fork Wind Farm persevered. Its successful completion has boosted confidence in green energy. New York has already received bids for 3 additional offshore wind projects, slated for completion by 2030. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland applauded the project, highlighting its role in generating excitement for green energy initiatives. The hope is that with more investment, future projects will face fewer setbacks. Several other states are actively pursuing green energy solutions. Collaboration is underway between Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut on a joint project, after an initial developer's bid was withdrawn due to cost concerns. New Jersey also has plans for 5 offshore wind farms, but these projects are yet to begin construction due to permitting issues, financial challenges, and contractual hurdles. Major American cities are also adopting clean energy initiatives with varying levels of success. Large-scale projects like New York's South Fork are paving the way for a greener future, inspiring other states to follow suit. Los Angeles is taking a unique approach, leveraging its role as host of the 2028 Olympics to spur the development of clean and efficient energy solutions for the world stage. The completion of the South Fork Wind Farm is a significant milestone for the United States. It signifies a national commitment to clean energy and a future powered by renewable resources. While challenges remain, this project sets a powerful precedent, inspiring further investment and innovation in the green energy sector. This has been the North America Debrief by Atlas News.